The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
7:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're here in the lobby of Children's Hospital New Orleans. It's the Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. You got kids, you got grandkids. You don't need Children's Hospital. Thank God for that. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't call and make a donation, because they provide a lot of services and you never know when you're going to need them. And if you're a parent, and I would ask you again, if you've ever had to bring your child to Children's Hospital, you know the excellent care that you got here. So please call and make a donation, 888-780-8811. We're looking for 10 Miracle Makers this hour, one-time donations, $15 a month, $180 a year. But you know what? It doesn't have to be that. If you got $20, $50, like some of the donations we're getting, we'll take them. Mark from Mandeville, one-time donation of $50. Daniel N. from Mandeville, one-time donation of $180. Thank you for that. The Behavioral Health Center here, Children's Hospital, it's an incredible new facility. And the inpatient unit, the Autism Center, Trauma and Grief Center, Outpatient Psychology, all exist to serve kids and teens in our community that need mental and behavioral health support. And joining us now is our friend, and we've spoken to her a lot throughout the years, Dr. Jennifer Avegno. Good morning, Dr. Avegno. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, City of New Orleans Health Department Director. Tell me about, if you will, the partnership between Children's Hospital New Orleans and the New Orleans Health Department, and why is it so important?
So, you know, there's really nothing that indicates the health of a community better than the health of its children, right? If our children do not have what they need to thrive and grow, then they're going to be sick adults and we're going to be unhealthy as a community. So it's really one of our core priorities. And the Thrive Kids Partnership in particular is something that I think is really unprecedented, certainly in the city, but recognizing that mental health is just as important as physical health for the growth, development of children and for our success as a city. You know, we came together a couple of years ago to figure out how could we make mental health more accessible to every child in our school system. You know, our mental health system in America is often very fragmented. It's difficult to access care, to know where it is, to know who needs it when. And so by bringing the services to the schools, that takes a lot of that stress and anxiety out of it, and it allows us to serve children where they are for, you know, 8 hours a day most days of the year.
Dr. Avegno, I don't want to get controversial here or anything. That's the last thing I want to do, but, you know, there is a problem with juvenile. Well, no, but seriously, and I want to address it because I know you guys have taken that on when it comes to gun violence in the city and juvenile crime. A lot of that is tied to mental health, is it not?
Well, some of it is. I mean, unfortunately, some of our children grow up with intense exposure to trauma, numerous what we call adverse childhood events, and that can have a really significant effect on a young child. We know that addressing mental health is one of the core pillars of violence prevention. It's not the only thing. There's a lot of other things that need to work well in order to reduce violence. But certainly addressing mental health, particularly for those children who are growing up in very difficult circumstances, exposed to repeated trauma or repeated violence, the earlier you can intervene in that, the better the outcome for that child, that family and the ultimately the decrease in community violence you'll see.
And you're a physician. I'm looking at it from a more practical return on investment. If people don't want to look at it from doing it for the right reason, then if for no other reason than the financial reason, early intervention is the most important thing you can do, right?
Oh, absolutely. There is no better spent dollar than a dollar spent in the life of a young child, because it just sets them up on a path for success rather than one of failure. So, you know, and I say this as a professional, but also as a mom, right? When you're raising your own kids, you know how much work and how much support and resources you need just to give them what they need to thrive. And, you know, if every family doesn't have that, then we pay for it later. And so whatever we can do to, in a pretty, as you said, cost-effective way, you know, this program is in all of the schools. It's the city's commitment to doing it. But for the number of children that it has the capacity to serve, it's really not that expensive of a program, but it allows for some really, really deep interventions and also some pretty, easy referrals that stop a problem from getting worse, right? If a kid is acting out and that's not intervened on, that can have lifetime consequences. But if you can get to that kid early and find, well, they're acting out because they can't see the board because they need glasses, you have just changed the trajectory of that child's life and that that family's life as well. So that's one of the goals of this program.
And it's easy to be old school, but I would just say that, you know, at my age, I'm still trying to figure it out. Dr. Evegno, I'm guessing you're still trying to figure it out. So imagine being being 8 or 9
right.
or 10 in the worst of circumstances trying to figure it out. That's not an easy thing at all. Quickly, a little bit about Thrive Kids for the next 10 years in New Orleans Public Schools and the city's commitment to that. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's really exciting. It's very difficult for a lot of programs that we know work to have a dedicated, sustained investment. You know, so many times we're relying on federal grants or sort of the whims of a budget, but making a 10-year commitment to all of our kids, to providing mental health services, not only allows that program to sustain itself, but it raises the possibility that we can leverage that money to get additional money and expand it so that, you know, right now Thrive is deeply in 20 schools. It's available to all kids in all schools, but there's really deep interventions in 20 schools. With that 10-year commitment and hopefully the ability to leverage more money on top of that, we could be deeply in maybe twice that number of schools or really just expand the reach. So I think it's a tremendous sign that the city understands that investing in our children's mental health is one of the best things we can do for the long term.
Thank you, Dr. Evegno. Appreciate your time. 888-780-8811. Call, make that donation now, please. 752-8 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.